smile. My physical world is illusions within illusions. Smile. My physical world is illusions within illusions. This is what life is all about. Illusions within illusions. And I am aware of it. I know it. I know that my physical world is filled with illusions. My physical world is nothing more than a wonderful divine illusion. My physical world is the expression of all that is an illusion, and it comes and it goes. It is and it isn't. And not only is it an illusion, but it is an illusion within illusions. It's an illusion within illusions. All the time I'm having thoughts that things are so. I open my eyes and I look out my eyes and I see the world. I see cars going down the street. That's an illusion. 5 minutes later, I see no cars on the street. I see a parade going down the street. That's an illusion. 5 minutes later, I see the rain falling on the street and say, wow, that's an illusion. 5 minutes later, I see the sun shining. That's an illusion. We have a life, our physical world. It's filled with illusions within illusions, and we call it reality. We call it real. We call each illusion real because we participate in it mentally, physically, and in every other way, and we say that is what life is all about. Life is that which I see. If I can see it, touch it, feel it, in other words, if I can know it by my senses, then it exists. If I do not know it by my senses, it doesn't exist. But yet, in your dreams are so real. You wake up shivering sometimes. You wake up feeling frightful because your dream has been so rather frightful. And as you do that, you say, oh my goodness. And then you say to yourself, peace. You say to yourself, okay, it's all right. It was just a dream. It was just a dream. Now, when you say it was just a dream, you're saying, in effect, it was just an illusion. And when you're saying it was just an illusion, you're saying it was not real. And when you're saying it was not real, you're saying that anything that you have as a dream or illusion is not real. And yet, every day, people are taking their illusions, their dreams, they're taking their magic of their mind, and they're making it real. They're making it their everyday experience. They're making it something that they have. He has a dream of having a beautiful home, and he builds it, and he has it. Where'd he get the money? How'd he do that? Well, one step at a time. Are you concerned about the money? Are you concerned about the dream? Are you concerned about whatever it is that you're dealing with? What are you concerned about? If you're concerned about the peace, if you're concerned about the power, if you're concerned about the technique that these things are using, then that's where your attention will be. And also, that's where your illusion and your experience will be. But when you can take the realization that my physical world is illusions within illusions, that all of these things are figments of my mind, figments of my imagination, they are things that I have created out of the imagery of my thought, and I have given them reality, and I have given them life, and I have given them substance, and they, for me, are very, very, very real. Now, can you do that? Can you give your illusions substance by the attention of your thought and your mind? And the answer is yes, of course, because your physical world is illusions within illusions. Your physical world is illusions within illusions. Now, these illusions are not bad, they're not good, they're not desirable, they're not undesirable, they're just there. And you'll have them again and again and again throughout all eternity in your life. You'll have them again and again and again throughout every moment of your existence because you're living in illusions. You're living in thought. You're living in mind. You're living in whatever it is you create for yourself as an illusion. Watch the band go down the street. Watch the cars go down the street. Watch the rain fall. All illusions. 1 minute they're there, 1 minute they're not. Wherever we take our attention, wherever we take the time for our attention, wherever we take our thinking time and give it a place to be, that's the experience we have. We have that experience not because it's right or wrong or we deserve it or don't deserve it. We have that experience because that is the way our world, our life, our thought system is constituted. That's the way it is created to be. And it's just up to us alone to wake up and smile and say, my physical world is illusions within illusions, and I am master of these illusions. I am master of each illusion in my world. No matter how strange and how wonderful and how magical and how fantastic that illusion may be, I am its master. I am the one that makes the world go round. I am the one that makes the illusion a reality for me. I am the one that delights in all that is because I am that I am. You are who you are too. Are you the illusion of joy, peace, happiness? Great! Are you the illusion of sadness, unhappiness? Well, why do that? Why have the illusions of anything other than marvelous activities taking place in your mind, in your heart, in your affairs, in your life? Why? Let go of any thought that says to you, I'm going to get you, I'm going to make you feel uncomfortable, and take only thoughts that make you feel very comfortable, very wonderful. Say, all is in divine order. All is peace. All is divine. All is fantastic. I am happy. I am peaceful. I am content. My life is filled with joy, filled with magic, filled with wonder. Smile! My physical world is illusions within illusions, and they are illusions that I delight in. They are illusions that sparkle my mind and tickle my heart. They are illusions that make me feel very, very good. They're illusions that tell me all is well. All is good with the world, and it is good with the world. These are illusions that make my world just a little better because I have chosen to have each illusion be something fantastic, to be something magnificent, to be something joyous, to be something revealing to me of who I am. My physical world is illusions within illusions. Now, you may notice that I said my physical world is illusions within illusions, because that is the reality. It is illusions within illusions. I choose it, I enjoy it, I am it, and it is so for me. My physical world is illusions within illusions, and I delight in these illusions in every turn of the way. Today I am making a conscious awareness of my physical world and how it is illusions within illusions, and I am choosing to have every illusion be an illusion I accept and I love and I want. And as I do that, I have the most fantastic experiences that life could ever give. Even great scientists think that life is illusions. Albert Einstein said, I am enough of an artist to draw freely upon my imagination. Imagination is more powerful than knowledge. Knowledge is limited, but imagination circles the world. And that's what Mr. Einstein did. He circled the world with his imagination, and he lived with his illusions and made his illusions his reality. And his reality is still being delighted in by everyone who realizes not the knowledge, not the fact, but the idea behind the fact, which gave it its reality and gave it its immortality. Join me in this awareness and this delight, and have a wonderful illusion in your life, just like I do in mine, and know that it is the truth about me, about you, about all that is, because that's all that matters, isn't it? That's all that matters. That's all that matters is how these illusions, within illusions, are my reality, and how my reality is my everlasting self, being me and having fun. Join me in this wonderful experience, in this wonderful awareness, in this wonderful nowness. Smile. You're on camera. Smile. The world is looking at you. Smile. You are looking back from all of your creation and how wonderful it is. I love you. I love you. I love you.